The major oil companies love to advertise their investment in alternative energy sources. Here's a TV spot from BP, the company formerly known as British Petroleum, now Beyond Petroleum.
I think it would be in their best interest to continue to pursue things like solar energy.
I think biofuels are a viable alternative.
Any business person that is worth their salt is going to diversify as much as they can.
We wondered how much these companies are actually spending on green energy. So we called Beth Evans, managing editor of Platts Oilgram News. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
So how much are these companies spending on green energy sources?
The numbers that we constantly see are in the millions of dollars. It's sort of a drop in the bucket compared to the billions of dollars they make still dealing with petroleum.
Can those millions of dollars have a significant impact?
Well, yes and no. Some of the companies are investing their millions in technologies that if they develop a new science that can then be patented, they will hit the jackpot. They'll make billions of dollars. But right now, they're just putting millions here, millions there, doing a lot of advertising that they're putting these millions in. But again, it's a drop in the bucket compared to what they do with petroleum still.
Do you see a difference in approach from one company to another, or are they all doing pretty much the same thing?
Well, I guess it all started with BP and its Beyond Petroleum advertising campaign. They were out in front, and you're seeing more and more the other companies gathering steam and putting more advertising out there. For instance, in one of the local papers here in New York, I saw a big ad by ExxonMobil talking about one of their new technologies they're working on.
Well, why is ExxonMobil, this conservative company, doing this?
Well, I think the analysts would tell you that it's good public relations. When gasoline prices are as high as they are and people are looking for someone to blame, they're going to turn straight to big oil. And if big oil, quote unquote, can say, hey, it's not me, I'm trying to help you by investing in alternatives, then that's better for them and better for their stock.
When you look at the investments that these companies have made, do you see productive things coming out of that?
There could be. BP and DuPont got together, and they're taking a look at creating something called biobutanol. Think of it as ethanol, only it can move through pipelines, which the ethanol here in the States cannot move through. It has a higher energy level. So if they can develop something like that, then that's better for everybody.
But I take it there are also examples of oil companies investing money that is not quite enough to push the alternative energy source to the next level.
Sure. Chevron invested in something called Galveston Bay Biodiesel a while back, but the company Galveston Bay has actually sued Chevron now, saying that Chevron won't put up the money to fund further expansion of their plant.
What's the moral of the story there? What does that indicate?
Well, that indicates that the big oil companies are looking at alternative fuels as yet another investment, like any investor looks at them. If you look at the share prices of some of the ethanol and the biodiesel companies right now, they are way down. So the fact that the majors aren't necessarily investing a lot right now in those companies, maybe it's just a question of good or bad business.
Beth Evans is managing editor of Platts Oilgram News. Good to talk with you.
Thanks a lot, Ari.